On the 25th of June 2012, QAA held their annual conference in London. We decided to speak to some of the delegates to find out their views on the seminars they took part in, their ideas surrounding the different areas of quality assurance that were discussed, and also to get some feedback about the day. I spoke to Virginia Schumacher, a consultant with Sustainable Direction. I wanted to ask Virginia about her involvement in the seminar, Public Expectations, Teaching Quality and Sustainability. Here's what she had to say. Could you give a brief summary of the seminar you were involved in?
It was essentially about the role of education for sustainable development, ESD, in higher education.
Could you touch on some of the views that were expressed?
Well, first of all, the session focused on the importance, or otherwise in some people's views, of embedding sustainability in universities and colleges. This wasn't just in terms of the good work that's now being done around many campuses, making them more environmentally responsive, things like making them more energy efficient, better insulated buildings, recycling, waste management, all that sort of thing. But perhaps more controversially, how universities should be designing and constructing their curriculum and courses to include sustainable development matters within them all. Sustainability, or sustainable development, or however one wants to term it, is such a big subject. It's really nebulous. And it means different things to different people. Some people see it simply as an environmental issue, but that can be quite remote. Others see it in terms of their own university distinctiveness. Some see it in terms purely of morality, something that we should be doing for the sake of others, people in the future. And others see it purely in terms of how they can ensure that their university, the business, can be more sustainable. And this was particularly the case with some of the alternative providers who were at the session and who are still trying to get their head around what it means to be involved with QAA. We didn't define what we meant by sustainability, and perhaps we should have done, because for reference, what we mean when we talk about sustainability is a definition that I think came from something called the Brundtland Commission, and that's development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. As a result, perhaps, of this lack of definition, people in the audience came at the subject with a whole variety of different and often diametrically opposed views. One participant, for example, said he just couldn't see that prospective students would be remotely interested in sustainability. And in his view, if it didn't help recruitment and the success of his business, sustainability would be very low down on his list of priorities. Interestingly, this was immediately contradicted by a dean of academic development from a prestigious private institution who said that, on the contrary, his students and staff have been actively engaged with sustainability issues over the last 5 years. The vice chancellor on the panel said, slightly tongue-in-cheek, that he was quite happy for the Commentators College not to get involved in sustainability, as he saw it as giving his institution a clear and distinct competitive advantage. So immediately there was this sort of polarity of views. I actually also referred to some recent Higher Education Academy NUS research that clearly showed that students did factor into their choice of institution whether that institution was actively engaged in environmental and sustainable matters. Many students said that they would sacrifice £1,000 in their salary when they graduated if they could work for an ethically minded and environmentally minded company. The discussion then moved away from sort of marketing and recruitment and came to the extent to which sustainability or sustainable development should be included in the curriculum. And again, there was an interesting divergence of views. One student clearly said, no, I came to my university to study English and I really don't want that to be diluted. But then another student immediately countered and said, that's absolutely wrong, because nowadays students who just study a single discipline are not necessarily equipped to deal with the challenges and complexity of life when they graduate. So again, even amongst the students, there were different views. And then this triggered the beginning of a debate about whether the study of sustainability should be something that's separate from the main curriculum, or whether it should be included in every single subject area in the most appropriate way. This discussion, as you can imagine, could have gone on for a long time.
Why do you think debates like these are important to quality assurance?
I think this debate was particularly important because it was all about finding out from the audience what their views were and the extent to which there is a relationship between sustainability and quality, and should the QAA be involved in any way? And in many ways, people did see that there is a convergence or a similarity between quality and sustainability. They're not subjects, they're sort of systemic, they affect everything. But equally, there was a nervousness, is this something else that's going to be measured and that QAA is going to get involved with? Although there were no representatives from FE in the audience, it would have been good if there had been, because Ofsted have now introduced sustainability into their common inspection framework. So there is a suspicion that HE has got to come to a position about how they should be coping with sustainable matters.
Thank you for listening to this QAA podcast. For more information or for full notes on this seminar, please visit www.qaa.ac.uk/conference2012.